It's time once again for Cars Cinema Critique.
Yes, he's smarter than an entire set of encyclopedias. He runs down the facts quicker than Superman. He's been voted sexier than Brad Pitt.
Or was that Gregory Peck?
Now the man that needs no introduction.
Wait a minute. What was his name again?
Carr!
Oh, that's right. Thanks. Paul Carr.
And here he is with Cars Critique.
Roll camera! Roll camera! Action!
That's right. Gonna Fly Now is the theme from the Rocky movies that everybody can recognize. Because Rocky Balboa was re-released yesterday. I gotta admit, when I saw the trailer, I don't know when it was, a few months ago. Not that excited about it. But, you know, anyone who's seen all the Rocky movies and I think grew up with the Rocky mystique, you know, there's Rocky boxing gloves around. I had a friend who had one of those giant inflatable things that you knock down and it pops back up all the time that had Rocky on it. So it's kind of a part of the American fabric. It's a quintessential underdog story. And so regardless of what you thought of some of the later films, and, you know, like I've said, number five never really happened. You got to be a little bit excited about this coming out, because what this is, the one thing this provides that's a little rare is an opportunity to see what you're movie heroes are like when they get old. You know, we don't see Superman when he's 60, and I don't know if Superman gets old, and we kind of really know how that works out. We may get a chance to see Indiana Jones old. You know, they've been working on an Indiana Jones 4 for like 2 decades, and nothing's worked out yet. We never saw Luke Skywalker live out his last days on the screen. I'm sure he did in some of those 4,000 books that have come out about Star Wars since then. So we're never going to really find answers to all of these. But because Rocky Balboa has been released, we can know for better and worse what happens to our favorite superstar boxer in the last part of his life. Now, this is the 6th Rocky movie, and they intentionally didn't call it Rocky 6 because Rocky 5 was less than successful, kind of a disastrous movie. And like I said, true Rocky fan, you say it never happened. This one starts, it's about 20 years later, we'll call it. Rocky's in his 50s, they say a couple of different times. And Adrian has passed away. And that's not the crux of the story. It's more of a motivational thing. They don't dwell on the how or the why of it. But his wife has died. And so Rocky's really struggling with life. He's struggling to, you know, just kind of with the loss of his wife and kind of what to do. You know, he owns a restaurant called Adrian's, and that's kind of how he spends his days, kind of schmoozing his patrons and whatnot at this. It's not quite a hole in the wall, but it's a, you know, an Italian restaurant in Philly. And, you know, he just feels this void in his life. So obviously when you're, you know, 55, 60 years old and you've got a void in your life, what you want to do is get back in the ring and box again. And, you know, what I just told you, it takes like over an hour to sum up. And that's the biggest problem with the movie. It's kind of slow, and it's almost borderline uninteresting for about an hour. And it would be even worse if you don't know all these other movies that come before it. I mean, there's a lot of references to the first 4 films. There's flashbacks, not in a true flashback sense, but more of like a reminiscing sense where someone kind of thinks about someone and it kind of fades in and out various scenes that you're going to recognize. You're going to hear a lot of musical cues, like this music you're listening to right now. They pull that into it. More of a piano, primarily. It's a little bit slower to the point that you hear it and you're like, I know that, but it almost doesn't sound like the Rocky theme of sorts, but it's there. And it's kind of fun to pick that out whenever it chimes in to accent the actions that are going on screen. So, and characters. There's some characters that show up again. I mean, Paulie's in this movie. You got some others that show up. Duke is in this one as well. So you've got these guys that you recognize that you sat through like 10 hours of cinema with some of these characters. So there's an enjoyability to that. I mean, you like that. You always like to see familiar characters on the screen. So if you've seen the others, you're going to pick up a little enjoyment out of watching some of these characters on screen again. Now, the problem is if you haven't seen them, you're not going to be interested at all. I went last night with a friend who, you know, he'd seen the first one, and that was a long time ago, and didn't really remember it that much. You know, he was bored out of his mind for about over an hour. Just, if you don't have anything invested in it, the movie's not nearly as interesting. Because if you didn't know the mystique of Rocky and what it's kind of come to mean, this is a borderline self-parodying movie. I mean, it almost, at times, it almost feels like something you're going to see on a late-night sketch comedy show or something. It's almost over the top in, you know, whether it's the accents or just kind of the melodrama they're trying to harvest that really doesn't work. I mean, some of the speeches supposed to be motivational, not that much. There's an awkward relationship that you're never quite sure where it's going, but you know it's not going to get to a certain point just because there's certain rules that even fictional characters have to follow. There's sensitive moments that kind of, you know, there's, I think they're trying to tug at heartstrings. It just doesn't really work. And for this hour plus, that's what the movie's trying to do, and it struggles to do that. And finally, eventually, it gets into some of the better stuff. You know, they really could have just thrown about 5 minutes of intro with, you know, Rocky, Adrian dies, Rocky struggles, he's got a kid now, they're struggling to relate. And then they get to the good stuff. That's when you kick in the training montage. You get this music behind, you show Rocky working out and all the bizarre ways that Rocky does work out. You know, he's not pumping iron in a newfangled way. He's just kind of, he's doing his own workout things, pull-ups, throwing a barrel around, whatever it might be, sort of thing. That's when the movie starts to be decent. It's in the last 20, 30 minutes or so. Now, you do that, you show the training montage, you get to this fight that, you know, is supposed to be an exhibition, and I think you all kind of, even if you haven't seen it, you kind of know where it's going. You got this match between current world champion, not challenged, creams everybody, everyone's losing interest. Rocky decides he wants to come back, so let's put together an exhibition that turns out to be, of course, a little more than an exhibition. And what this whole thing, all once you get to that part, it's okay. Because, I mean, you're getting some fight scenes. They're shot fairly well. It looks pretty good. I mean, it's a pseudo-HBO broadcast, and that's a little annoying at times. But just the camera angles look good. The action's, it's fairly fast-paced. There's still the ability Stallone shows to show a boxing match. And, you know, movie boxing is always going to be a little different than real-life boxing. For movie boxing, it really isn't that bad, and it's kind of enjoyable. It just takes way too long to get to that point. And all this thing, this whole movie, it's like an epilogue. I don't want to call it a eulogy, but it's kind of an epilogue to these Rocky books that we've seen on screen. And you hope with this, they can finally just close the final chapter on this. It's a little bit of a melancholy chapter because, you know, Rocky's 60 years old, but it's still faithful to the spirit of the original. And that's where, why it's good. It's, you know, it's just about kind of figuring out what your dream is and kind of going after it. Rocky's got very different dreams and goals at age 55, 60 than he did when he was in his 20s, but it's still kind of fun to see. It's not an emotionally charged movie, something like Remember the Titans in the sports world. It's not as dramatic as something like Hoosiers, or you want to throw Field of Dreams into that. This isn't anything that's going to rank among these great sports movies of our time. But it's still decent just because it finally puts the finishing touches on what's probably the greatest sports series we've ever seen on film. I mean, there's a lot of great individual sports movies, but series-wise, there just aren't many of them. I mean, Mighty Ducks doesn't count. Major League isn't, you know, classic cinema. But Rocky's got its piece of American cinematic history, and kind of in the same vein as Godfather 3 kind of finished off the Godfather trilogy, although that was a much better movie than this. Rocky Balboa kind of wraps up this whole Rocky thing, and you can finally just put it to rest a little bit. So your bottom line for this whole movie, this is not a good movie. This is not a really great movie, and if you aren't much of a Rocky fan or haven't at least seen the rest, I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of enjoyment out of it. Rocky's still a movie icon, though, and if you're a fan of the Rocky movies, you're going to enjoy the experience. That doesn't mean it's a much better movie to you, but you're not going to regret that you saw it, and I don't regret that I saw it. If I'm ranking this among the first five, it's definitely better than five, but it's probably not better than any of the original four. You know, I'm putting this probably about a 5 out of 10, which, you know, is kind of a border. That's generally a thumbs down for me, but if you're the right type of person, you're going to have a decent time at this movie. It's rated PG. I mean, you can take the kids. I mean, there's boxing violence, and that's about it. But I don't know that many kids are really going to be interested because most of them haven't seen the other Rocky movies. So it loses some of its allure in that regard. So Rocky Balboa, it's out. If you like Rocky, you're going to like this movie. Doesn't mean it's a good movie, but you're not going to regret seeing it.